President Trump is set to deliver his first State of the Union address tonight. He's expected to tout some of his victories during his first year in office, including the passage of the Republican tax bill. Gary Cohn, who directs the president's National Economic Council, spoke earlier today with CNBC about what else to expect from President Trump.
He'll also talk about infrastructure, which is the next leg of the stool in our economic agenda. We started with reg reform, we went on to tax reform, and then now we're on to infrastructure.
Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
And what more do we know, first of all, about the president's plan for infrastructure, which we may hear more about tonight?
Well, Gary Cohn also said that he expected it to be around $1.5 trillion investment. But beyond that, we don't really know much. We know what Trump said on the campaign trail, which is that they were talking about ideas of public-private partnerships. But that's a difficult sell in Congress. And so is the idea of spending over $1 trillion after doing big tax cuts. So this is we wait to see, but we haven't seen any real details that would constitute an actual plan.
What else are you expecting the president to touch on tonight?
Well, they have said that the White House has said that they expect the president to talk about victories from the past year, including tax reform. And we're expecting to hear something about his plan for handling the immigration debate that's going on in Congress. And that's something that a lot of lawmakers are really eager to hear about because they do need to deal with the issue of DACA, which is the protections for roughly 700,000 immigrants who are in the country illegally after being brought here as children. They need to deal with that before March 5th.
Right.
So Congress is quite eager to hear what the president has to say about his specific asks in that department.
I've heard that the tone from the president tonight is expected to mirror in some ways what he did last week in Davos, Switzerland, which was kind of a more muted President Trump.
Yeah, the expectation that we're hearing is that it'll be positive and it will be, he says it will be forward looking, but a lot of the previews that we're hearing are going to be a little bit backward looking. This does seem a little bit like a cross between the kind of campaign style rhetoric that we would normally hear from Trump and the very scripted teleprompter style Trump that we heard at last year's address to Congress, the version of the State of the Union that was not exactly a State of the Union.
Now, there are going to be special guests there tonight, but there are also going to be some people who are not going to the State of the Union. Who's not going to be there?
Right. A small number of Democrats, primarily those in the House, have said that they plan to sit this one out. The group is rather small, but it includes some big names like John Lewis, who is known as a huge hero of the civil rights movement. He says he will not be attending. Also not attending will be Maxine Waters, who came to prominence last year. She's been in Congress for quite some time, but she had a revival of attention when she got into a sparring match with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin during a hearing last year. She will actually be delivering a Democratic response on BET instead.
Actually, there are going to be a number of Democratic responses tonight,
yes.
Right? The official one coming from Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, but there are others as well.
Yeah, there are five in total right now. There is the Joe Kennedy one, which will be a more of a mainstream response from the center of the Democratic Party. There will also be a Spanish language response, which, again, expects to be very similar in tone and feel to what Kennedy says. But then you're going to see these other responses that really break down into the messaging platforms and factions of the Democratic Party. There will be an address for progressives from Senator Bernie Sanders. There will be the Maxine Waters response that we discussed earlier. And there will be another one from former Congresswoman Donna Edwards for the Working Families Party.
And by the way, for people who are not familiar with Joe Kennedy, he is the grandson of the late Bobby Kennedy.
So, and he is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and he's somebody that they hope to build a lot of the future around.
This is a messy moment, and you've talked about the issue of DACA. The president is going to be speaking tonight when there could be a government shutdown again in just a matter of weeks.
Yeah, we are between a government shutdown and a budget fight that, while we do not at this point expect will lead to a government shutdown, it is not a particularly positive place for Republicans who on the Hill are trying to figure out whether or not they can run with this president or against him in the 2018 midterms. So it's a very complicated and tumultuous moment for the president to be coming to Congress and speaking to them on their turf.
And by the way, we just heard yesterday that the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Rodney Frelinghuysen, is going to be one of the Republicans who is not going to run again.
Right. There are a number of Republicans, particularly in the House, who have decided not to run again. Some of them are retiring chairs who are they're not going to have access to their chairmanship anymore. And they're choosing to leave the House rather than to lose that power. But it is a huge number of retirements among Republicans and primarily in districts that are very competitive. So it's a place where Democrats think they could pick up some control.
That's NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.